to the senior journal. Today is a very bad day to end the year. It is December and my friend Annie told me that her pottery was stolen. She already asked Lois to help her deal with it, but she needed me to write and record all the things that had happened. I went to find Annie immediately, and she told me everything while I recorded it down. She said, I was helping my friend pick up a piece of clay on the floor. When I knelt down, I heard a sound and immediately jumped up. All I saw was a man with black short hair and a little taller than me, running away with one of my potteries. My brother tried to stop him, but he tripped and hurt his hand. It won't heal for at least 2 weeks. Wow, that was very bad. This has to go to court, I told her. I felt bad for my friend. She lost her pottery and her brother is hurt. We went to find a lawyer and told him about it. The best way to find him is to draw out a picture and tell people if they see him. Take him to see us. Annie described the look and I drew out the face. That person has very short brown hair, quite skinny, a big nose, and dark skin. We left together to find King Hammurabi and asked him what to do if someone stole something. Hammurabi said that this case will have to go to court. I told Annie to calm down and have a cup of tea at my house. While we were having fun laughing, the lawyer knocked on the door and asked us to go to court immediately. When we arrived, we saw King Hammurabi sitting in his bill. On the left side, sitting there was a thief. Annie glared at him. She looked like she was going to explode and shout at him forever. I felt bad for her. After we sat down, King Hammurabi started to make the thief pay a large fine and return the pottery. It was returned and Annie got some money, but Annie felt it was still not enough. She told King Hammurabi that he also made her brother have a broken arm. King Hammurabi had enough. He asked us to leave. Annie went back to her trading business and the thief could be free, since he was only a young man. It was dawn and Annie was about to close down. Suddenly, the thief ran out looking mad and broke all of the potteries of Annie's friend. Again, he was sent to see King Hammurabi. This time, King Hammurabi was very strict and ordered the thief to pay a lot more. He was sent to jail for a few years and he was very angry. He wanted to do something else that would make Annie's brother and Annie's friend mad, but he was stuck in that old small room and couldn't do anything about it. After the news went out, nobody tried or dared to steal items and go to jail immediately. It made the town very peaceful and safe. The end.